Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. What do you want to talk about? We've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain if we're just patient. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Before I get into a couple of things here that I wanted to mention, let's check in with Ross this morning. Not quite sure what Ross wants to talk about. Hi, Ross. Thanks for calling into the program.
Oh, thank you, Monica. I'm a gun owner, and I know how Harris feels about firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll have any problems?
Only if they are successful in stealing this election, because they've made it perfectly clear that, you know, the Second Amendment, they've been whittling away at for decades. Little piece here, little piece there, going for state regulations. We saw Governor Sisolak put a huge push with that, with the red flag laws. So, yeah, I mean, Biden made his gun czar, or whatever he wants to call it, Beto O'Rourke. What's Beto O'Rourke famous for saying? Hell yes, we're going to take away your ARs and your AKs and on and on and on. But I don't think, I'm hoping that it's not going to come to that point, Ross, because, well, I am keeping the faith that the legal system will come through for us. You know, that's why I'm not calling the election. Nobody should be. There is legal actions going on in six different states. The Supreme Court has already gotten involved with Judge Alito ruling that Pennsylvania screwed up big time. You know, you had you had campaign representatives and officials going against judges' orders when it came to people actually looking at the ballot counts. So this is far from over. You know, I know as a supporter of the Second Amendment, as a supporter of the Constitution, it is our responsibility to take care of ourselves and be prepared for anything that could come. And we just need to rely on that, Ross. But we don't need to buy into them pushing us into a fight. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right.
But I tell you what, I'm 78 years old. I've owned guns all my life. And I will not give them up.
And we will make sure that you don't have to. And I won a new one.
Sorry, but I can't talk to anybody but like Harris or those. I lose control.
Yeah. You won't have to worry about it in the long run. So just keep the faith, Ross. We're going to keep moving forward. And by the way, I know you didn't ask, but it was a Walther 380 that I won. So I'm really excited.
Okay.
I love that. I love 380s. Ross, thank you so much for calling into the program. And, you know, I mean, we've seen the uptick in gun sales. It's been incredible. Let's go to a man who knows the Constitution to the left, to the right, to up and down, to crisscross and back and forth. Sean Meehan.
Hello.
From Protect the Constitution. Hi, Sean. We lost Sean. Sean didn't hear me. Okay, so we'll let Sean call back. The Constitution is the Constitution. That's why it was so important to get Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. This country was founded on a constitution. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. we have to get the left not to understand that, because they know what we are. They know what we're going through. They are eating away at it every single day, because that is their purpose in life, is to create a communist country. We're already socialists, not by choice. Sean, thank you so much for calling back. I knew you would. What are your thoughts about what's going on right now?
Monica, we could talk for hours. There's a lot going on, and you're dropping a lot of real important wisdom this morning. I have to be honest, I had one of my once a year losing my mind sessions this weekend, but I think I'm finding my way back. We got to think not just short term of winning the legal battles. And I know personally people in the party that are very busy doing that. And I believe if it can be done, they'll do it. But we also got to think long term here. Is there are going to be two Senate runoffs in Georgia, and they're very, very winnable if we get involved now, either helping send $5 down there or emailing friends, talking to friends. We got to not push and bully people, but we got to maybe find the moderates that we can flip a few people our way and find out why, God forbid, if we lose these legal battles and or they recount and somehow find out he wins and Biden's the president, that if we hold the Senate, things will still get a little bit worse, but we can prevent them from getting exponentially worse. Mm-hmm. And I think that's incredibly important. There's a couple of other things we need to think about. And some of this, I'd like some lawyers or people to start thinking about, is I think President Trump needs to immediately declassify every document that can be declassified without revealing sources and methods relating to Steele dossier, Comey, and that whole Russia mess, so that it's in the public domain, so it's preserved. Because if it's not, 3 minutes after Biden takes the oath, it'll be in the shredder.
Exactly.
I think that if there's any federal judgeships that are open right now, President Trump needs to immediately nominate somebody, and the Senate, while we have it till January, confirms and fills them. I think that also the Senate needs to subpoena those documents that can't be declassified and ensure that they're put in reliable storage so that they're not put into the shredder. And then I'll just end it by saying there's a lot that can happen here, even if some legal stuff doesn't work out well regarding the electoral college. Some of it hasn't been done since the 1800s, but there are some legal opportunities here. There's a lot of people that are 10 times smarter than you and me put together that are working on this. And I'm excited that smart people are asking the right questions. And at the end of the day, this is all about, as you well know, my friend, us staying behind President Trump and praying for him and helping him keep the strength, because he's got to fight. And that is so hard, being alone and attacked like that. That man mm-hmm. is so strong, and he needs to keep the faith, because if we stop the legal fights, this is over. If we keep the legal fights going, there's a very real possibility that this could be 2000 all over again. And President Trump could actually have been revealed to win. It's not what the facts are. It's what we can convince courts that the facts are.
Well, right now, they're already recounting and rescanning in Georgia County, which is, you know, going to hopefully fall into that. But they're also doing it in Arizona. They're calling for the recount in there's legal actions in, I believe, Michigan and Nevada. There's recountings going on in Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. So I think once those observers get in there and they can actually show that these are bad ballots, you know, Sean, I mean, have you ever in all of your years, I'm not going to say how old you are, in all of your years, have you ever taken your ballot and just voted for president and nothing else down the line?
No, and if you saw on Facebook this morning, I'm not a statistician, but I'm basically familiar with the mathematical concepts and statistics. There are things that are abnormalities like we're seeing here that get to be a certain size, and you kind of go, well, I guess that could have happened. It's less likely, but it could have. But when you see abnormalities as big as we're seeing now, statisticians will tell you that is simply not possible. It's like lightning striking the same place 100 times in 2 seconds. It doesn't happen. So that's, I think, and this is my opinion only, I don't want to get anybody legally in trouble, but from what I'm seeing and hearing from people that I can't talk about now that I do believe will be revealed, Mr. Joe Gloria in Clark County should be arrested by federal officers for felonies against civil rights right now. He intentionally separated signed envelopes from the ballots within them, and I believe that violated the law clearly, and he should have known as an officer of that county that he had a legal duty to preserve those documents and had a duty to be aware they would be subject to a subpoena and an audit down the road. He chose to alter that process, intentionally did not do that, and to me that is an absolute crystal clear felony crime against our civil rights.
You know, that, and again, it goes back to the big picture. This is not just this country. You know, President Putin, I can't remember his name, the president of Mexico. There are presidents and leaders all across the world who are not congratulating Joe Biden because they're saying they're waiting for the legal actions. They're waiting until the count is actually confirmed. And Sean, I know being a part of the media does not call elections, and this is not over. So God bless you, sir, for all the hard work that you do with protecting our Constitution. And that's what it is. ProtectTheConstitution.com.
Thanks for fueling the discussion, Monica. Keep up the good work, my friend. God bless.
Thank you, Sean. God bless you as well. And that's what it is. It's a conversation. It's not a fight. It's not an argument. You just have to know that people are working on the truth, and it will come out. Have faith and just make sure that you stand with Trump. Go to the rallies. There will be another rally this Saturday. If, in case you missed last Saturday's rally, over 1,000 people there. This Saturday, there will be another rally in front of the state capitol. Get your friends together. Get your family together. This is the rally that's also going to Washington, D.C., and if you want to be a part of that, good for you. I don't have the money to fly to Washington, D.C. I'd love to do it, but, you know, God bless if you're able to do it. Do what you can. Show the left that we're not going to take the BS anymore. We're not going to let this country go down. Somebody who is making sure that all of his ducks are in a row, that his voice is heard, and that his vote is counted legally. Vance is on the line at 884-9910. Vance, have you already been to the Registrar of Voters office?
Yes, ma'am. And I stopped for gas here after being doing so, and I just had a real fast go-around with apparently a Biden supporter. So I'll get that in a minute. But I would like to know how some people have been able to find out how their ballots were changed, and yet I went down to the Registrar of Voters, and they said, well, we can't do that. Okay. So I don't know if my ballots, Chris's ballots, or my mom's ballots went Republican or Democrat. So anyway, and the go-around... Yeah, and now the short go-around, I'm waiting to get my change after gassing up, and the guy in the line next to me here commented, you heard that Biden win? I piped up. He said, no, he didn't. He says, well, he's been declared the winner. I says, the news media does not decide. The Electoral College decides, and that's what I wore the uniform for. And if you want to do something about it, let's go. And this guy stood at least 6'2".
And if you know Vance, he's like, what are you, 5'9", 5'?
I'm 5'7", and my barroom brawl weight, as I call it, is 150 pounds, but I'm right now I'm about 20 pounds over. So maybe Vance, I can throw a little more weight if it gets into it physically.
Well, you can hit him right mid-center, you know, just take them down mid-center. But you know what? But we're not doing. But we're not doing that, Vance.
I don't know. I tell you what, it's God's laws that keep me restrained.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that keeps me restrained. So, anyways, just letting you know.
Thank you so much, Vance. We have a lot to hold people accountable for. And it's no joke. Elections have consequences. And there is no such thing as a nonpartisan office. Just keep that in mind. We'll be back after this. 884-9910. If you've got a thought, give us a call. Give us a text. Send me an email. Monica@991fmtalk.com. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Oh, this is not good. Okay. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just getting this text. My friend has a flag on the back of his truck and was backed into by a Biden supporter and knocked him to the ground by Lowe's in Reno. He filed a police report. I was a little bit confused on that, so I texted this person back and I said, the Biden supporter knocked him down? Yep. So I asked, was it a Trump flag or an American flag? Trump flag. Said he got out of his vehicle after the guy backed into him. And his head just hit the pavement. So the guy basically sucker punched him. This happened by the Lowe's over on Kitski. So there has been a police report filed. It just shows you, that's just a small example of the extremism of Biden supporters. And how they are not going to take this loss easily. And that's where people talk about, you know, a civil war coming into play. And that's where I say you just cannot give them, you can't give in to their anger. Protect yourself by all means. Protect yourself. But don't feed into their poison. I had such a great time at the Friends of the NRA event in Douglas County over the weekend on Saturday night. And I just thank everybody who was involved and everybody who came up and said hi to me. And I want to relay one message, though, to you in visiting with people that I had never met before and had the pleasure of just having conversations with. And somebody in the know, in the profession of law enforcement, we'll just put it at that. There were a lot of law enforcement people there and a lot of military and former military. And it was a beautiful sight. I felt safer than anywhere in the world. But you have to understand that with everything that California is doing, all of the restrictions that they are doing, the mass release from jails and from the prison system itself, how they are actually changing people's ratings so they can go from prison into jails and then they're overcrowded and then they're released. It's a whole process. Where are those people going? They're coming here. Even the homeless are so tired of California, they are migrating. Sorry about that. I hit my microphone. They are migrating to all communities in Nevada. And I believe that is why the Minden area just saw a murder and body dump behind the Home Depot there. A man has been arrested. Allegedly, Kenneth Allen Hayes is the suspect. He's a transient who was also temporarily living in a tent with Riley, who is the victim, Melissa Riley. Yeah. So as we were talking about things like this, we just started up with the conversation of a body behind Home Depot. The warning was, protect yourself. Be ready to protect yourself. Because transients, criminals, gang members, they are coming into all communities from California. And they are making sure that they spread themselves out so people don't see them, so people don't bother them. But when there's an incident, people are violent. Just be prepared. Just be prepared. Mike, hang on the line. We'll get back. We'll talk about the Recall Sisolak project. Less than, or just a little over 2 weeks now. Got about, Mike will give me the number, but just a little over 2 weeks. Have you signed the recall petition yet of Governor Sisolak? Don't even bother asking your representatives because they just fly off the handle. A lot is coming out about this whole thing. Just remember it for 2022. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Join us on 991FMTalk.com and answer today's poll question. Do you have any faith left in the integrity of the voting process? Yes or no? Log on, 991FMTalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go to another site, TakingNevadaBack.com. Sign the recall petition because your elected representatives aren't doing it. So it's all the more work for you. Mike is joining us right now. Mike, thank you for calling into the program. What are your thoughts on recalling Sisolak?
I think it should be done. It should be really done very fast and very effectively because this man is a tyrant and we all know that. Now, first of all, I would like to thank you for letting me on your program. And I'd also like to congratulate Heidi Ganser for her election result.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big win for us. Us being, you know, the state of Nevada. Since we're a nonpartisan group, we would like to extend our invitation to everyone out there, partisan or nonpartisan, whatever you may be. We know we're not going to get a whole lot of support from a lot of Democrats, but there are some of them out there that are not happy with Mr. Sisolak themselves. And in that arena, we would like to, you know, have some of these people step forward that are prominent people in these areas like Clark County and Washoe County and, you know, some of the places that we're having trouble getting a lot of signatures where a lot of people actually live. Mm-hmm. We would like to extend out an invitation to those people to visit our website, takingnevadaback.com. And there's a countdown clock on there. We have 24 days left in order to get this thing done. 24 days is not a lot of time.
Do you have any idea how many signatures are still needed?
I do, but I can't share that with you because we don't know if Mr. Sisolak is actually listening. And he's probably, you know, we don't know anything about him. He doesn't.
We're just
a fly in the ointment.
With some emails that I've received and some notes that I've received, He may not be listening, but he has somebody listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep the, we play those cards very close to the chest, mainly because we want this thing to work.
Yeah.
We don't want any extra, you know, impositions pushed on us or anybody out there that may be thinking about signing a recall, or you know, looking for us to sign the recall, or volunteering to be a recall volunteer to have any kind of rain on the parade, so to speak.
You already have enough problems with politicians, exactly, elected representatives, the media not being giving you any thought, any time of day, even other conservative talk show hosts saying that it's not going to work. You know, you don't have a plan.
We're up against the wall, but it doesn't mean we can't keep crawling up the wall.
That's right.
You know what I'm
saying? Up and over.
Up and over. Get this thing done. We're still working diligently every day. We have several hundred volunteers statewide. We're going to try to put together a couple of signing places in Clark County and possibly in Washoe County if we can get a donation in kind, for so to speak, to draw a crowd to get these signing locations done. You know, because we're having trouble reaching the people because we are not allowed on social media to spread the word because we are a private group. We only through our individual volunteers can we spread the word through a private group, but we have to regulate everything into our social media account so that we don't get, like every other battle-born patriot, anything dismissed from social media.
Right.
Now, granted,
it's all being taken down.
We have Parler and other outlets, but we still need to have each one of the people that listen to this radio show reach out to all of their friends. We're going to try to do an email blast, as many people as we can get to. If you see it, blast it. Send some email stuff down to Clark County, up to Washoe County, whatever county you live in. We need to get it out there.
And if anybody's got some friends who have some money, you know, do an in-kind donation, of buy some airtime for them on all of these media outlets that won't give them the time of day. You know,
yeah, because we're totally out of our own back pockets. We, you know, we have several donations, and we have a anonymous donator from the past few weeks. We have some signs up that are dedicated to him in several of our counties that say we heart August in November, and we really appreciate the donations. And you know, as far as that goes, we spend them wisely. We're not like the other organization that we began with, that they wanted all the money to do all of the whatever fundraising that they could do before they dropped a petition. Well, they didn't drop a petition. We had one on the ground in 2 weeks' time when we separated from that group. 2 weeks' time. We knew that the opportunity was now. They had no intention, from what we understand, to drop a petition. But that's water under the bridge. We're trying to move forward. We want this man gone yesterday. And the big problem that we're going to have, even after, if this, you know, makes it or fails, the state of Nevada is still going to have a Steve Sisolak problem, because he's got so many of his
cronies.
We call them cronies. Exactly. Thank you. In key positions to ruin the state and continue to ruin the state. Heidi Gantzert is only one that keeps him from being a supermajority.
Mm-hmm.
We need more help. We need to remove Sisolak.
Mike, once again, takingnevadaback.com. Spell Nevada out. Takingnevadaback.com. I wish you all the luck. You know you always have a voice here, so please keep fighting the good fight. Thank you, Mike, for calling in and giving us an update. 24 days. Thanks, you too. A great day would be getting all the signatures that we need to get this governor out. Trust me, there's a plan in place. There is somebody for the recall runoff election. There are Republicans out there that, you know their names. They're not elected representatives, but you know who they are. And they will represent this state with the integrity that is needed. They will represent the people of Nevada with the integrity. That's a tough word, integrity. People always say they have it, They say they have it, but they don't show that they have it. Roger, thank you so much for messaging me this morning. It was great meeting you the other night and seeing you at the NRA dinner, friends of the NRA dinner, and what a lovely event that was as well. So there are good people in place making sure that things happen. Sidney Powell, the lawyer for General Flynn, she's involved in a lot of this as well. There are lawyers across the country that, you know, Pam Biondi, Joe Sekulov, I think that's how his last name. These people are working as hard as they can to make sure that this election isn't stolen, because that's exactly what they are doing. Do you notice how close the numbers are in some places? 49.9% to 48.9% for Trump. They wanted to make sure that they weren't throwing up red flags, but trust me, the flags were already there. Biden did not win this election. Let's go to a first-time caller to the show, 884-9910. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your time. You want to talk about voting?
Well, I just wanted to tell you a little it-happened-to-me story. When my husband and I went into early vote in Lyon County, we were standing at the counter in downtown Yerington, and there were three places that they could deal with people. My husband had one. I had one. There was a little lady to my right. And she said, this is my mail-in ballot, and I want to vote in person. This is my dead husband's mail-in ballot. He's been dead for 10 years. True story.
It's just, yeah. And more are going to come out.
Yeah, and they kept saying, well, you know, we didn't mail them out to dead people. I was standing next to a lady whose husband was dead for 10 years.
Yeah. So yeah, they tell people what they need to tell them. It's not necessarily the truth, Dorothy. So thank you for calling in and sharing that. And just make sure, even now, make sure that your vote was counted. That's the important thing. To still go online, go to the registrar of voters, make sure your vote was counted and that it is showing up who, you know, when, where. Because this is how they're doing it. There are programs in place. I wasn't going to do it, but I'll read you a text that I just got that, again, you have to get the information out to your friends and family, because social media will not let the information out there. Oh, by the way, I've been trying to mention this for the last hour and a half. I was surprised that the national news didn't cover it as well. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has been fired. Trump is doing his job, and he is continuing to drain the swamp. They called him Yesper because he would just say yes to things and do something else. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, out of there. We know who the bad guys are. It just takes us time to get there. And as others have said, like the Kristi Noem. Oh my gosh. Noem Nunez 2024. That's what I'm about right now. But as Kristi Noem reminded so many, we gave Al Gore 37 days to run the process before we decided who was going to be president. Why would we not afford the 70.6 million Americans that voted for President Trump the same consideration? Do you notice how they're not doing that? Even though there's lawsuits and multiple states with recounts going on. Biden just declares himself president. No, it's not going to happen. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show with this nice little tidbit on Dominion software right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
We've got you covered when it comes to what's really going on here in Northern Nevada, and I thank you. I thank you for every minute of every day that you can spend with me. If you miss any part of the show, 991fmtalk.com. You can find our podcast there and our poll question. Have you lost faith in our election process, in the integrity of it? Yes or no? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, which I will be at on Thursday for our big turkey drive for Fish. Friends and service helping. Bring you more on that in just a moment. Ballot machines were all connected to the internet. Yes, they are supposed to be linked to intranet, meaning internal computer networks of that one facility, but they're not supposed to be linked to the World Wide Web. This is from Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney. She said that they discovered an algorithm that calculated how many votes Biden needed to win. Just to win, not do a landslide or blue wave. She said they found out that the machines were transferring just enough votes from Trump to Biden so that he could win. That's why they were doing recounts, or that's why they're now doing recounts, and we kept seeing Trump's numbers go down and Biden's go up in various states. Now, here's the you can't make this stuff up part. The software the machines are using to tally up the votes is owned and controlled by Paul Pelosi. Do you recognize that last name? Yes, Nancy Pelosi's husband. He not only sits on the board of the software company that tallies the votes, he is the majority owner of it as well. So these glitches, yeah, with the Dominion, they're not glitches. Glitches aren't purposeful. These aren't glitches. The lawyers are on it. Just sit back and relax. Don, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. Hello, Monica. I tried calling you today after hearing what happened at the Lowe's in Reno. It's so sad that what is going on, even in families over this election. Friday evening, my father-in-law came over for a nice family dinner. I tried to include him as much as possible, as my mother-in-law had just passed away about a month ago. And he would not let up about the election. He berated and belittled us about being Trump supporters. Even though he has never come out and asked our opinions, we have continually tried to avoid the topic. It escalated to the point where he disowned us, told us to delete his number, and much more. When trying to deflect his anger, I brought up the point about how wonderful the country is, because we're all entitled to our own opinions. And we should support one another, even if we don't agree. But it fell on deaf ears. So disappointing. As an aside, you've met my husband, Mike Garcia, several times, as he's the head of Battleborn Patriots and West Coast Patriots in the area. Additionally, we're good friends with Sean Meehan. I was pleased to hear him on your show today. Well, thank you for listening. And thank you for your email. And I am so sorry what has happened in your family. I'm fortunate. My family is all Republicans. We've been Republicans since we were 18. All of us. Because we were raised with the ethics and the moral values that you work hard for what you want and you don't stop trying to achieve. That if you're bad at something, face it. Move on to something that you're good at and something that you're passionate about. We cried because we didn't get trophies, but we understood that that meant we had to work harder. The Democrats want to just make us all faceless, nameless, just numbers. And Donald Trump wants to remind us that we're all Americans and we're all unique. God bless you. Love you.